Log Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Andrew Shatkin Show. Tonight we're going to talk about something which is a really controversial topic, but I think you'll be interested in it. It's a question of, do animals have souls like human beings do? Let me begin by saying a little thing about the parameters of this show. This show is a politically incorrect show. We do not believe in media hype, media lies, media falsehoods, political rhetoric, or anything like that. We are out for critical thinking and to get the facts and the truth through honest discernment. That is the parameters, basic parameters of this show. The second parameter is that I'm a Christian and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. I also adhere to the creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Nicene, Athanasian Creed. If I read a book, I'll read C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, St. Thomas Aquinas, Augustine, or St. Paul, the great religious thinker of all time. These are the people that engage me and interest me. Third thing is, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and this Blog Talk radio show. Podcast show has over 4,000 visitors from many other countries, including China and the Arab countries. And the Blog Talk radio show has a regular visitors from all over the world, in Finland and in Germany and United Kingdom and Ireland and Belgium, Malaysia, Japan, India, Bangladesh, and Saudi Arabia. The fourth thing is that I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, and these books are both Christian and legal books, and they have sold well. And I also I'm planning 4 more other books. I just completed a manuscript on the Psalms and on another topic. I'm putting together a series of essays which are going into a book. Now, let me tell you, I've written over 600 blogs or essays, and they have also been visited by many people from many countries in the world, and particularly Muslim countries in China. And many of these blogs are available on academia.edu, where they can be uploaded and read. Anyway, let's talk about this. This show talks about literature and things like that. This show talks about politics and current events. This show talks about theology and biblical thought. Those are some of the areas that we handle on this show. And tonight we are going to handle the matter of, do animals have souls? Now, I think this is an interesting topic because many Christians do believe in general, and other people believe that people have souls. Perhaps they mean that our personalities have a kind of permanence and substance that will outlive the grave. So we think that in our personality and thinking, we have souls, and these souls will outlive the grave. But when we talk about souls, it's generally limited to people and not animals. But I do think that animals have souls, too, because they have their own personalities. They are quite loving and kind in their own way. And dogs, which are very loving companions to many people. So I think that animals do have souls. They have personalities. They have being. And not only do I think they have souls, but I think they will share in the new creation, in the new world, a new cosmos that Christ will bring about on his return when he will establish his kingdom in the new world order. So I think that the entire cosmos, that includes animals, I think they have souls, and that as beings with souls, they will share in the new creation, a new world, a new cosmos that Christ will bring upon his return. He will establish his kingdom in the new world order. The reason I believe that animals have souls, and will in fact share in this new creation which Christ will establish upon his return, is that I've noted that pets such as dogs, cats, and even monkeys can often exhibit great feeling or emotions toward their human masters, as well as great loyalty and a close relationship to them. So, yes, I think that not only do animals have souls, where you can sense it in their personalities and the love they show to people, but I think they will share in the new creation, a new world, a new cosmos that Christ will bring about on his return when he will establish his kingdom, the new world order. The reason I believe that animals not only have souls, they will in fact share in the new cosmos which Christ will establish upon his return, is that I have noticed, I think they do have souls that will share in this new world that Christ will create and bring about in his return, but I've noted that pets such as dogs, cats, and even monkeys often exhibit great feeling toward their human masters, as well as great loyalty and a close relationship. To me, that's evidence of the animal having a soul. So when I believe the new world order is established upon the return of Christ, I'm convinced that animals, plants, and all sorts of life will be part of this new creation and share in it. I think the animals and all sorts of life, having souls, will share in this new creation that has been brought about by the Christ, the return of Christ. And I know in the creation story of Genesis, it says, this is very important, Adam is given dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that lives upon the earth. And the chapter also states that God gave to the beasts and birds, to everything that creeps on the earth, and everything that has a breath of life, green plant for food. It's quite clear in this original creation story, in this first chapter of Genesis, that Adam has a direct relationship over fish, birds, and other animals on earth, a relationship of dominion. Because it says that Adam is given dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and every living thing that lives upon the earth. So it says that Adam has a very direct relationship over the fish, birds, and animals, a relationship of dominion. Moreover, the plants, he has a relationship. They are food for the beasts, birds, and animals. It is quite clear that vegetation and all living creatures are in relationship to one another and have a mutual dependence and service. So you can see Adam has a dominion over the birds and the animals and beasts and everything that creeps upon the earth and everything that has a breath of life, this green plant for food. Adam has a direct relationship to the fish, birds, and animals on the earth, a relationship of dominance. And in this chapter, plants are also in some sort of relationship as food for the beasts, birds, and animals. So what I'm saying is, number one, I do think that the animals, birds, beasts, living things, birds, fish, have souls, because, and particularly dogs and cats and monkeys, you can observe it, when they have great love and concern for their masters and show emotions and a relationship to them, and great loyalty and feeling. So, yes, I think that the animals do have a soul, and that I think it's also true that when Christ returns, he will establish a new cosmos and a new situation, a new kingdom in the world order, where the animals not only have souls, but they will share in this new cosmos. So the animals and birds and beasts will share in the new kingdom as Adam and Eve share in it. And also, is more important in Genesis, Adam is given dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing, meaning he's in a relationship with them, a relationship of dominion, and the plants provide food. So I'm convinced that animals do have a kind of soul and being, and I think this is true for plants as well as all creation. Upon the return of Christ, the beasts, birds, fish, and vegetation will be reconstituted and share in this new creation, and in this new creation, as they were originally intended to share. So, yes, I think animals and birds and beasts and even vegetation and plants have souls. They show love and feeling to men. Adam is given dominion over the in a relationship over the birds and the fish and the and every living thing, and the plants are given as food. So Adam and the animals and plants all are in a direct relationship, and Adam is given a command to have dominion over the animals and the earth and fish and birds and sea. So I'm convinced that animals and plants and every kind of being, I think, as to a plant upon the return of Christ, they will be reconstituted and share in a new creation. And I believe in some sense they have within themselves a reality and soul and ability to love that perhaps you might really surprise you, but you often see it in your dog, in your cat, in your pet, examples of it. And as I said, upon the return of Christ, the birds and the animals will be reconstituted in a new world order and share in this new world order. And I think they have souls. Their souls will survive death and bring them to new life in Christ. Yes, I think they have souls. I think they have souls. I think they have beings. I think they have personalities. I think they have emotions. And these souls will outlive their death and their reconstitution of the entire world upon the return of Christ. Thank you very much. Bye.